There's a bit of Big Pit in Monmouthshire, Wales. Okay, had 1,300 people working here. Not allowed to film below the surface because we can't take any electrical devices, anything with batteries down there, unless it's a pacemaker, something of that nature. We're on the surface of the colliery, and the colliers are those who work there. You're not supposed to call them miners. We went down in a cage. Don't call it a lift and so on. An ex-miner giving us a tour. You see the very bleak countryside. And told all about pit ponies and two little children working there before the ponies were introduced, dragging things out. The canary in the coal mine, the Davy lamps, they're very, very educational. And look at this part of the works. This closed as a mine in 1983, and then it reopened as a museum in it closed in 1980, reopened museum in 1983. And look at that. So bringing tons of coal up and down in these tubs or whatever, a journey, 20 little of these wagons full of goes. So the pit ponies brought down there and lived their whole lives in the dark, because otherwise they'd fight like hell not to go back down. And after 1947, when the National Coal Board was formed, coal was nationalised, they had a two-week shutdown. There's a holiday, they've got 2 weeks on the surface and so on. So loads to see here in these little sheds. Heard about accidents and how to avoid them, and had to wear helmets, we didn't bang our heads on things. So very comical tour from Steve, how about that? Anyway. And you can see some of the machinery in the workshops. So there's 7 pay grades underground, and every job underground is better paid than overground, except of course management, because you have to incentivize people to work in that dangerous environment with, you could hit your head if you're tall like me, but there could be methane gas explosions, the mine shaft could collapse and so forth, and the different roles you did. So that's a little bit of it, and there's a lot of stone they didn't want, just dumping in slag heaps when they're trying to get at the coal. So working coal faces and mine seams and all the rest of it. Okay, so that was a scintillating talk about from Big Pit here. And there's one working coal mine in the whole of Wales these days, mining anthracite, exported to the Republic of Ireland for fuel purposes and to the continent to filter stuff. All right, so that's enough for the moment. So warmly recommend you visit Big Pit. Shame we're not allowed to film down there. 16 people. And you can see down there in the valley, a town, and this would have obviously been the major employer for a very long time.